Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And this is our wonderful show on Saturday. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes. So this will work for everybody listening live. It will not work on the archives. But what we'll do now is energize the light beam. So if you're new to the program, just scroll down on Creation Light Shift Healing. And bring up our page there on the BBS radio. And from there, scroll down about maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches on your scroll bar. And you see a light beam there underneath the blinking flower, and we're going to energize that light beam right now. So looks like everybody probably is getting pretty close to having it in front of them. So I'll use the word stronger to command the energy in. And we'll bring in the non-gender light beams tonight. So here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And through them right now, we're bringing some peace energy, and then we'll go to the light ship here. So here comes the peace energy. I'll count to five. And this is the peace energy from the light ship, which is in zero time, no time at all. Remember, the darkness gives us a time-based reality, and this means that we're in actually no time whatsoever. So here comes this energy of peace. So stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels pretty good. Okay, so for all of you out there, let's go to the light ship and request one healing tonight. We'll be there for probably maybe 10 minutes. And if you wish to get on the BBS Fast Chat, just click on that. And if you want to request a healing room, you can do so. And I'll just see if I can bring that up and also bring some of those rooms in that you wish to request. And if I don't get to you, it's because we ran out of time probably. So here we go. Going to go to the light ship so you can have your animals and pets come with you. You can have your plants, flowers, probably not a garden this time of year, but trees if you wish. So here we go. We're going up to the light ship now. I'll count to five to command the energy. You're going to feel a cocoon around you, and it'll be all very peaceful energy. So here we go. Going up. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there. And since most of us now are experiencing the colder weather right now, we're going to bring in the energy from the hot tubs. And we're going to bring in the orange energy in the hot tubs just right now. So there's also a golden energy there, too. We'll have both of these here if we're in different hot tubs at the same time. So we're going to be in the orange and the gold. If you wish to increase your body temperature slightly, just request that, and they will do that for you. And if it's want it a little bit more, then ask again. So here we're in these rooms. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Well, it's like it's Pauline's birthday. Okay, Pauline, we'll go to the food court in a few minutes here. So everybody just get ready. We're going to go to the food court. And Pauline just turned 49. Plus 1 year, and so she's still at 49 plus 1 year, so she's holding at 49. So here we go. Let's bring in the room energy of the dolphins. So I want everybody to kind of think what type of dessert they'd like to have for Pauline's birthday. We have, like, different types of cake. I like to get the German chocolate cake. There's hot fudge cake. There's all different types. Strawberry cake, lemon cake. different types of, say, pies. They're just small little pieces, though, portions, like the size maybe of your pencil eraser. But then you put some ice cream on that, and you might need to get a magnifying glass to see a lot of this stuff, but it's very nourishing. So you can get seconds and thirds. But let's go into the dolphins here, and we'll have their wonderful energy do healings on us. So request your healing. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you want to put your hands out in front of you, palms facing forward, you can move them back and forth a little bit if you wish and actually feel the texture of the dolphin skin. Remember, you're on the light ship physically. You're here physically, and you're also there physically out of time. And you are materialized just the way you are right now. This is why I have a lot of people who let me know. They tell me, gee, I saw what you're talking about just before you were saying that. So this is true, because you're seeing it before I actually get the information. So we do have seers who actually see the room, see the light beams. And for a person who sees that, when they first see it for the first time, they're awestruck. And here we go. Let's go to another room, then we'll go to the food court. So we're in the dolphins area now, where the water silver sparkles like diamonds. I'm going to go into another specialized room for healing. And this room is for, looks like your skin. They want to work with our skin tonight. So we'll call forth the female light beings, and they do like small facials up for people. So again, you may want to request that to have happened to you, and they'll be working with us for probably the next, say, 10 to 15 minutes here until we come back. So you may start to feel your cheeks getting warm. You might feel tingles. And if you're able to see the presence of your face, if you look in a mirror right now, and after we get done, you're going to see yourself actually glowing. So here we go. We're in with the female light beings, and then we'll be working with our skin. If we want to work, have them work on our legs or our arms or some other place, we can request that too, but they normally do facials. So here we go. In this room, I'll bring in the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And every request about why are the dolphins pink? There's all different colors of dolphins. So these are the pink ones. And that's just the way they are. They choose what color they wish to manifest. Okay, everybody, let's go to the food court. And we're going to have a birthday party here. So we're all joining Pauline. And it looks like she's talking to us up there about the light ship and all of her experiences. Oh, this is great. Thank you, Pauline. And she's being very helpful, showing us how to get our request done at the food court and everything else. Very nice. So we have now what we decided to have. And we could have different samples of each type of dessert. So they're all singing you happy birthday now, Pauline. And we're now going to be putting this into our mouth, this little small morsel. And it's going underneath our tongue. So if you do feel a little sweetness or a texture there, you know, you can have that. Yeah, there is carrot cake up there. I see that listed there. So here we go. We're having that one. We can have seconds if we wish, and we're going to have the light being a choir, we'll say, sing us happy birthday, and you're going to feel those healing vibrations go through your body right now. So we'll just enjoy that maybe in silence for 15 seconds here. Okey-doke. So if you want to get seconds, we can right now. And we can go over to another location if you wish to get energized a little more and have some healing. What we can do is go into the a different location here on the other side of the food court where the light beings actually get energized with their bodies by these golden plates, and it puts in different frequencies into their bodies to help them to balance the body out. So we can do that now. We're putting our hands on some golden plates, and you're going to feel maybe your body kind of buzzing as they sample the energy. Now we're going into like a little phone booth area and putting our hands on some other hand plates that kind of match the ones that we had initially outside. And we're having our body energized right now. There we go. So happy birthday, Pauline. So now we're going to go on with the session here. And we're going to go into a room for our immune system here. And also for people who might have a problem with maybe their blood clotting or something, maybe too thin of blood. So I'll just request healing now, or if your blood is too thick, you can ask that to be balanced out also. So this is for general healing right now. So we're going into this room, and this room happens to look like the color of amethyst. And there are like little floating objects in the room, which will help us do healing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just see how that's feeling for your body. And the next room we're going into, we have a request from Derek to go into the room where the energy of Jesus is, the spirit of Jesus. So we'll go into this room here. And you know, feel the presence come through, and I'll count to five to do that. So one, two, three, four, and five. Well, that's wonderful. And okay, well, I'll bring in some more of that energy. And if you want to actually bring in the picture of Jesus, I think we have it here on the home page here. Yes, scroll down. Almost halfway down, not quite, but halfway down underneath the station buttons there. And we have the Lightship insignia, Jesus, and the creation diagram. So just click on Jesus here, double click, and it'll bring up this photo that we will say is Jesus, okay? Known to a lot of people, you know, as far as the way the picture looks. So here we go. I'm going to energize this photo for everybody. You can actually feel the presence. So look at it very closely. You may want to blink your eyes, and you'll probably see that halo around his head change. You might see his facial expressions change also. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Might become three-dimensional. Mine's starting to fly off the page a little bit here, like it is three-dimensional versus just a picture. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so enjoy that energy and request your healing. And next we're going to go into another location. And I'll just bring up my fast chat here to see if anybody's requests anything. Let's see here. Let's go into Mother Mary. That's down by Lisa here. That just came up. So we'll go into the room where Mother Mary is. Here we go. Another room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feels good too. And we'll go into another location. And a lot of you may be interested in seeing our animals, if you brought any animals up. So let's go to a different part of the lightship here. This is where they work with, we'll say, pets and animals. So we're going into this location. So you can actually see, you might even be able to sense your wonderful energy. So we're working on different animals there, picking up, there's some deer up there. There are just many other different energies. In fact, we'll not limit this to earth pets, okay? So if you're able to see, we're going into another location where there are other pets from other planets that may look completely different than our pets. So let's kind of enjoy that here, and I'll just let you experience that. And we'll also go into the room where they're working with our animals and pets. Have a request that was emailed to me for a cat with a bladder infection problem, so we'll work with that. So here we go. And also other pets and animals. So this will also work for you, although you're not a pet. So we'll work with our bladders here. We'll go into the light ship where they work with bladders and also our pets here at the same time. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Have a request from Tina. I guess she has or is getting a sore throat. So let's work on our throats here. And we'll take out first entities out of our throats. And also we'll take out entities out of our bladder and our pets that we may have, since we had a request for a cat energy. Remember, entities can still come into pets too that have a bladder problem. So here we go, taking these out of us. So if you do feel a change in your body, sometimes people kind of shiver, might feel tingles or a warmth, or actually feel something leave them. So we're taking these out right now. And I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. And again, for our throats, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, let's go. In fact, everybody, if you can, if you have a glass of water around, we'll do some silver water charge. We'll be doing this tomorrow also. This is a silver water for healing. So get a glass of water, and tomorrow we have our 8-hour conference call starting at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That's equal to 1 o'clock Eastern. And this call is just a wonderful call if you wish to get on it to have healing along with getting the alien critters out of us here. So get a glass of water, everybody, and we'll be doing that silver charging in about a minute. So let's go to one other room, then we'll do the water charging. So I have a request for polar bears. So here's the polar bear room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, I have a request for gum tissue. So, this water will work for that wonderfully. So, you may even want to get 2 glasses of water. It'll work for today and tomorrow. Just don't boil it, or freeze it. Normally, people put the water in the refrigerator. And here we go. Put your hand, both hands on the water container. If you happen to have 2 glasses, and put one hand on each below the water level. Coming to us are the silver dollar fish. And this will take probably about 2 minutes to charge up. So here they come. And this is for healing water. You can use it for mouthwash, gargling if you wish, or you can drink it. But if you do gargle with it, naturally you don't want to swallow it. It'll have toxins in there, poison, so you want to get rid of that. But you could drink it also without gargling, okay? Just like regular drinking water for internal organ healing. So here comes the silver dollar fish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what they're doing now, inside of our mouth, they're putting in some special types of healing energies. I would say they look like little round balls that are fairly small. Let's see. Trying to give you an idea here what size they would be. Kind of like a, maybe like a popcorn kernel, kind of. Okay, a corn kernel. So cut that in half. That's about how large they are. And these are floating around now inside of your mouth. We all have different colored ones determining what type of healing we need. So this is more like a, kind of like a colored frequency, but it's not necessarily like what we have down here for colors. And there's probably about at least 50 of them inside of our mouth right now. So if your mouth does feel a little full, that's because you have all this energy in your mouth. So I want you now to request a healing if you do have a problem inside of your mouth, maybe with teeth, gums, etc., your tongue, maybe a canker sore, anything that's mouth related. And here comes this energy. We're going to enhance it now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. That's very interesting. I see Marcia wrote about little floating balls. I read the dentist, but I haven't looked at the fast chat since. And then all of a sudden, Marcia came up, and I imagine it's probably within 5 minutes, typing about the floating balls. So I was just maybe a minute or two behind bringing this healing forward. Very interesting. So these now, and they also float around our body too. Remember, there's all different types of healing. You're probably like, she wonders why she's never heard of this before, because it's not down here. This is not earth-based technology, and this is light working with you. So remember, what you're told about the light is from the light of the darkness, and this is from the light chip that created you, creation light chip energy, and this is source energy. So source energy does not promote itself, so you would not know about what I'm talking about typically. Because it's not brought forth in books. So here we go. We're bringing in red energy now inside of our mouth, these little small, let's say, balls that are floating around in us here. And here they come, about the size of a small pea. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And give us a little more energy for our silver water. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And we'll go into one more room if I can see a request come up here. We'll see what comes up. The fast chat here, mine just refreshed. Let's see here. Nothing yet for a room. So we'll go into the room of the white light. So one, two, three, four, and five. And then again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's just enjoy that here. I want to see the deers tonight, so we'll go into the deer room with the fawns. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and we'll go into another room where the really, really large trees are. Here comes the tree energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So let's come back from the light ship here. I'll wait for my fast chat to refresh here. Okay, so there's one more room there. Here's more of the tree energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Have a room. One, okay, the last request is digestion room. That's by Chile. So, yeah, so let's go into that room where they work with our stomach, intestines, colon, etc. Here we go. So request your healing. One, here comes the energy. Two, three, four, and five. And our silver water is completed. So do what you wish to do with that. And more of the energy for our digestive system. One, and the light beams are working on us. So request your healing. Two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's come back from the light ship, and our animals and pets are joining us now, and our flowers and our trees, whatever we brought up there, maybe a garden possibly, and these healings are between you and the light being doctors. So everything is confidential between you and them, and we're going to be coming back, going into the transporter room, and you're going to feel your energy of your body change. And I'll count from 1 to 5 as we come back, and you're going to start to feel things around you becoming maybe a little more physical to you. Because right now you're completely out of time. So here we go. Coming back, giving thanks to the light beings, the doctors. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, we're back now. I'll let you experience the rainbow room. We had a request for that, so here we go. I'll bring in the energy here. Here it comes. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And your spirit room where you were created, so I have to go back up to the light ship here. We're up there right now in these two rooms, so let's extend it out a little bit here. And this is where you were created here. I'll count to five as your spirit comes into you. This is your complete spirit, not just half of you like you have down here with your twin flame somewhere else in the universe of light. So this is the totality of you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, I'll give you about a half minute of silence here just to experience this wonderful energy of who you are. Okay, everybody. So we're going to come back now again from the light ship. One, two, three, four, five. We're here now. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia, are you out there or maybe down here, somewhere around.
Yeah, the question is where. Yes, I'm here, and hello and welcome, everyone, and thank you for that wonderful trip to the Lightship Run, and thank you for the birthday party, Pauline, and happy birthday to you. And let's see, we have some nice comments going on the fast chat. And Marcia says that white light room was wonderful. My whole body is really feeling so wonderful. Thank you for the gift. And she's asking, what are the super bright light beings in the white light room?
That's what they are. So that's, remember, you're seeing the light forms that materialize according to what we can see, okay? So some people go to the light ship and they don't see anything, which is, to me, very unfortunate, but they do feel the results, okay? And normally, after you've been on the calls for a while, you may start to feel a change, okay? That's kind of the part of the lyrics of the song of... let's see here. Oh, boy. Love Comes Walking In by Van Halen. So part of the lyrics is something like, when you sense a change, nothing feels the same. When you sense a change, love comes walking in, something like that. So anyway, I love the last part of the song. It says something about... it's hard to bring this up because I'm out of time, but let's see here. Something about when silence speaks as loud as war, and earth returns to what it was before, love comes walking in. So that's where we are in the light ship. Everything drops away. All judgment leaves. You're in peace. And that love energy is so much present all around us because we are a part of that. And that's kind of what those lyrics to me mean. And the song has some neat words in it if you want to just to read it and look at it as your spirit, having that spirit connection, you know. Contact is all it takes. That's to see your spirit. And that's kind of what it means. So... anyway, for me, this call has been very interesting, only because we went right to the light ship almost automatically, and right now it's over half past. We've probably been on the light ship for about 25 minutes, and it just seemed like, for me, like 2 to 3 minutes, so it's quite something to see how, when you're completely in the moment, having a really good time. Remember, they say... something like time flies and you're having fun. And we were having a lot of fun there, especially that birthday cake. Boy, Pauline, you know, too bad you weren't born each month. and also other people who've had another birthday earlier a few days ago, too. But anyway, it was nice. Enjoyed this call tonight. A lot of heart energy here. Very, very nice for everybody. So I'll just say thank you all for being on BBS so we can experience this here. So, and for myself, doing these shows for so long, when I first got started on it, I think in December of, I don't know when it was, maybe it was 07 or 06 maybe. Let's see. When do you think we started? 07? Was it? Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was 07.
07. So December of 07, yeah. You know, you start talking, and all you're doing is talking to, you know, like my telephone. You know, I have my speakerphone on, and you really don't know what to say, you know? And you're hoping that somebody out there is listening, because you're just kind of like saying a bunch of stuff, you know, and you don't know what, you know, how things happen. And then BBS got their fast chat up, which was very nice. So anyway, nice having this wonderful spiritual family here, you know, for people who want to know who they are with their spirit. This is what this show is all about, is to connect you to your own spirit that resides inside of you. And all the healings that we do from the light chip is to get rid of the blockages, the densities, the negativity, whatever word you want to use there, that's preventing you from becoming more whole with your spirit. And that's the love comes walking in part. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. What you want to talk about here? We do have our call tomorrow.
Okay, well, let's see. We have some more comments on the fast chat. Marie R. says, my body vibrates differently when coming down off the ship. Feels like home up here. Where is this exactly?
Okay, yeah, the light ship is everywhere and nowhere, so it's hard to describe. So it does materialize to us physically when I take people to the light ship. So when people hear the word light ship, a lot of times they think of ship and like a starship, like Jefferson Starship, you know. They think of a UFO in a sense, and it's not that. It's creation energy itself. So the energy of creation needed some way to materialize things from consciousness, and that's what the light ship is all about. So the light ship is, in a sense, using human terms here, it's like a large storage warehouse, number one, for all the blueprints that it ever created in the light, your spirit blueprints on it, your body blueprint, every life form that it created is there. It's like a manufacturing plant. It has rooms full of different types of manifestations. At times I'll take people into the room for 3D, and it kind of looks like a room full of file cabinets. So you can go to one location, and it might be a room for eyeballs of animals and creations that live in 3D as we know 3D, okay? Remember, down here we have the separation of dimensions. On the light ship, there's no such thing, but we'll just keep it simple and say that anything created, any life form in 3D, would be on there, which had the eyeballs. So you can pull out file cabinets and everything else, so different types of light eyeballs. I'm saying light balls, but eyeballs here. And there are some which are light. So that's probably what I'm seeing here. So anyway, there's arms. There's you know, different types of skeletons. So there's all different types of things there. And so when a creator energy, we'll call it, okay, chooses to create a life form, maybe for its planet, it can decide what type of life form it wants to have on it. So it may go to the tree room and see all the different types of trees that were created in that sector, which we'll call 3D. And it can bring out all the blueprints and modify them and make their own or just copy one from another planet. So it could look identical to some other place in the universe if they choose to materialize that, or if it chooses to. And that's just the way it works. So anyway, that's what's on the light ship. So it's all creations in there of light. There's also... we go to the rooms for healing, and those healing rooms are available normally all the time, but more so right now for ascension. There are the doctors that we see physically, like I'll bring in the trees maybe, and like the dolphins. These are life forms that have chosen to materialize to help out in the ascension process, and they will materialize a body that they choose to go into, which may not be on Earth here, okay, but that life form will go somewhere in the universe of light. So they just chose a body. They know where they're going already, and that's just the way it is. So they've already picked a planet. Like right now, the all the life forms are probably completed for 8D, we'll call it, where the Earth spirits go into at ascension time. So that's how it works. And so I bring forth the energies that are more known to us down here. That's why when I went into the animal room, we went into other locations just to see other types of pets and animals of other creations of light, which we could call alien to ourself because they're not from this planet, okay, or extraterrestrial. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope I kind of solved or answered that question for everybody. So this is like the manufacturing facility, we'll say. May not sound too sacred there, but that's how you can look at it for light. And everything has to have an origin, a place to work, and this is what it is. And everything is created from there, and then it leaves the light ship to carry on to start its incarnation wherever it chooses to go to. Not like here where you have forced incarnation. You had choice before you came here. Unfortunately, you got stuck here by the darkness. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a question from Tina. How will we know if ascension is starting?
Well, we're already in the starting of ascension. So it is here now. The next question is, when's it going to happen? It could happen in 1 second. Are you ready for it, okay? Could happen in, you know, a year. Could happen in 5 years. No way to know. Because the light does not work with predictions or prophecies. But the dark side knows that 2012 is a buzzword, and that's what they're doing is bringing forth like the Mayan calendar, where probably the Mayans want to capture you in the year 2012. So their information is that there is no more anything after, you know, that 2012 date in December, okay? And there's a lot of other prophecies that kind of indicate the same time. So that's all people reading and understanding the planetary energies, okay, and the energies that they are told and connected with and to by the aliens since they work in time. So the buzzword out in the alien community is that they are going to be having this particular date for their dark side ascension. That's why I have that ascension barcode removal from you, in a sense, so you don't have to get taken sideways at that time and date because you heard somebody talking about ascension in 2012. So that's why we have it on there, so that the light ship will be able to find you if you happen to go sideways from these false teachings, from the darkness. And the darkness is not false, it's true. But from the light, there's no such thing, because there's no such thing as time, but they bring us into time. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see, we had a question about whether on the light ship they generate spirits there.
They create spirits here, yes, uh-huh. So you were created on the light ship. The light ship does not create clones. That's created by the alien, so your spirit can go into a clone body of you in a dark side universe thinking that it's you, but it won't have any frequency that I can really hold in the body, and the body will not light up like your body would here with that spirit energy, but your spirit can be fooled thinking that it's in a life form, and that's where we get our problems with parallel lifetimes. This is why the timeline crashing is so important, to separate yourself out of these false realities of consciousness that's created by the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. I'm just looking to see if we have any other questions. And do you want to just talk for a minute about what's happening tomorrow?
So tomorrow is our special call. We have one after that, too, I believe, the next following Sunday. It's an eight-hour conference call. You can be on an absentee if you wish also. You can contact me. I'll be reading my emails about maybe an hour before the conference call. And we go to the lightship for 8 hours. In fact, the people that have been on the calls so far, you're still on the lightship from last Sunday. And you will be on the lightship if you signed up for all the calls a week after the last one, which will be probably around maybe, let me get out my calendar here just to give you a date here. So you'll be on it till the next Sunday, which will be the 2nd, January 2nd. So you have 1 month on the lightship in quarantine. And the quarantine room is where you go to, because this is where they take out of you alien body parts, alien things inside of you that crawl around causing you problems. In fact, we'll take out one of them right now. We had somebody with a sore throat on the call asking for healing, so we'll just concentrate there. Normal throat energy stuff could be the octopus energies. So here we go. You might feel stuff around your throat. You might want a gag or something, so we're taking out these tentacles. And then we also have, with that, a clearing where you can do the, it's a free $100 clearing, which is the alien poisoning, waste products, and carcass removal. So that's included with this month's call, or calls. Here we go. So we're taking out these octopus energies now. You might feel your throat loosening up. And we're on tentacle number 3 right now. Number 4, these are all around your neck, probably wrapping around your lungs also. You feel your body changing, this breathing abilities here. You might want to take a deep breath, feel that you're actually having more air. Number 6 tentacle is leaving right now. Number 7. And the last one here, there we go, that one's out. So let's get the body out of you, and I'll count to 5 to release the body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but I got to go further, 8, 9, and 10, okay, that's out of you, and we'll just continue on here. We'll get the octopus poisoning from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll get out the octopus waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That can cause you all kinds of problems. And the last one is their dead carcasses. Remember, they come in you and they die. Nothing is going to retrieve them because they're dead. So here we go. Get those out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
So we have a question about where our pets are when we're in quarantine.
They go up in quarantine, too, because they can have the alien critters also. Remember, a lot of times our pets will take on some of our energies that we're trying to heal, so they may also, by just touching them, holding them, if you have any alien critters in you, they'll actually body hop from you to them. And that's what happens when you hug somebody or shake their hand. The alien energies go from body to body. And if you're really in tune, you're going to be able to see them jump into people. So, yeah, they go into quarantine, too, and also have their wonderful healings.
Great. And we had a question about, I think this is from Janice, how does the light remain so pure and bright beyond description up on the light ship?
That's because that's all that's there is pure light. So what you're seeing is who you are, who you used to be, we'll say, before you picked up density. So that's how bright your spirit should be. There's no such thing as a higher self that people talk about, because all you have is your spirit. Everything else that portrays something that's stronger than you, more powerful than you, is just the dark side teachings. Because you just have a spirit, and your spirit is created from light. And there's no such thing as lower light or higher light or anything else like that. Only in the darkness teachings you know, from the light of the darkness through religions, et cetera, New Age metaphysics, things like that. People who think they have knowledge, they'll bring forth false truths. One of those is like, according to the light, it would be false, but according to the light of the darkness, the alien energies, the Galactic Federation, they have a spiritual hierarchy. Well, that is the darkness. So you have less light. And in that, they have different types of angels and, you know, things like that, other energies. So, but in true light, there's only one light energy, and that's what you're seeing. So you're just seeing a reflection of you. And that's the whole thing. So light is light, and there's no difference on any other type of light. The only difference would be when you go into quarantine, the parts of you that have been maybe sliced and diced, put through the meat grinder, what the dark side does, would not hold light, so they try to put you back together again and then bring those parts that they find from the darkness into the light ship to reintegrate that with you. So that's the way it is. So what you're seeing is, if you're able to see that, is how you should look. And the beings on the light ship have not necessarily left the light ship yet, because their job is just to be there to help people, help the light forms, the physical manifestations, since we're physical in our body here, for healing. This is what it's all about. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so do we have any time for timeline crashing?
Okay, yeah, we'll do a timeline crash. So I want everybody to think of their own issue. And we're back from the light ship, so you won't feel that energy. Janice was asking that, are we still connected somehow? Well, to your spirit you are, yes. But to the light ship, no. And here we go. Remember, the Bible talks about that also. That's why Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. This is what my role is in this lifetime, is to bring people up to the light ship for healing. So you can't go there yourself. If you did go there, if you had a way to go there, and you would be just terminated. Poof, you'd be gone, because you'd have darkness. That's why the light's so pure, because it don't allow darkness on it, in that vibration of light. So let's see here. Let's release some energy. So we'll do a timeline crash. So if you want to maybe concentrate on your throat, since we did octopus energies out of your throat, we can do that if you wish. Here we go. But it's your choice. It can be an emotional problem, too. Mainly emotional stuff is what people deal with. So here we go. Think of something. Do a timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that's four timelines crashing. The longest timeline for this problem that you could be having could be an hour and a half in length. The shortest one that I see out there is 5 minutes. So for some of you, you might feel a little strange for up to an hour and a half, okay? Because this timeline is crashing, and when it's done, you're going to feel better. And everybody else on that timeline who has a life there, because you're abducted, this is alien abductions, okay, onto this timeline, you're going to feel better, and they'll feel better too. So, I guess back to you, Sylvia. Our time is kind of coming to a close. But,
yeah, it looks like we're just about up here. That just went by so fast, it's hard to believe. let's see. We have a question here about the New Year's special conference call. The question is, if my son isn't home, can he still feel the positive effects?
Yes, that is correct.
Do you want to mention a little bit more about that call?
Yeah, this is our fourth year at it. It's $20. And it'll start at 1 o'clock California time. So that's PST. And that would be 4 o'clock Eastern time. And it's a 3-hour call. And we'll be bringing in the different energies that the Earth Spirit would like to have during this next year of 2011. And I can't guarantee it'll be 100% accurate, but this is what the Earth Spirit is planning to have. Remember, the light works in the now. So it will more than likely have all those energies, but it could have some additional ones too if time is sped up and the Earth Spirit does extra healing, okay? Because the Earth Spirit, like your own spirit, is out of time. But this is what it's needed to have brought to it, okay, for its ascension process. So if I look at it that way and describe that to you, you understand it. But like I say, the light does not live in time, isn't ruled by time. And even though I'm bringing the energies in, 12 energies for each of the 12 months, you need to know that, maybe these energies will be brought in within 9 months, I don't know, but we'll bring him in as a month-to-month linear time energy, okay? So you can get ready different affirmations. A lot of people like to write down 12 affirmations, and then what they'll do is feel which one is right for that particular month. So just when you find them out, what they are, then put a number by them. And then those energies will be in sequential order. So if the energies happen to be sped up a little bit, then just know as you go through an energy that the next one will follow suit. And some people like to feel the energy and then ask your spirit what they wish to do with that energy for you to manifest. So this is a way you can bring forth manifestations, we'll say, in the light with these energies. So you want to make a list of what you'd like to have next year. And it could be possible that, none of those will even feel appropriate to you, too, but at least do 12 of them. I had a lot of comments on the last call that people, maybe after the 6th or 7th month, they were so much in bliss that they didn't really care what they had on their paper. They just enjoyed the call. So that's kind of what it's about. It's just to feel the upcoming energies for next year that the light ship is going to bring because the Earth Spirit is requesting it. But it has to be a request, okay? That's the way the light works. So this is kind of what everything is about. Remember, the darkness puts you on a timeline and creates like your natal chart, etc. The light has nothing like that. The light is free choice, free will. And in order to get out of that, you must go to your heart and get out of the timeline reality and be in the current moment, which means no time. So our show is about ready to come to an end. Hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow. I'll be checking my emails about an hour before the call that we're going to be on. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to send me an email and you want to get on it, you can just contact me, and we'll see what we can do for you there. You can go to PayPal also and get on there. So blessings to all of you. We'll see you later, everybody. And the call January 1st will be wonderful. It has been wonderful every year that we've had it. So blessings. Thank you, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you, Ron, and everyone who's listening. Have a wonderful night. Enjoy this beautiful energy from the light ship, and we'll hopefully see you tomorrow.
Yep, and we have the Conscious Life Expo coming up in February, second week in February in Los Angeles. I'll be there. So blessings. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a wonderful evening.